Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Aces Premiership Countdown. The pig is up and about, and so are the D's. We'll break all the big games down with Gather Round this week in Adelaide, a huge play on Out of Bounds. And what do you think of jersey swaps? Well, tune in and you'll find out. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.
All right, Tommy, let's get stuck into the podcast, mate.
Welcome back, everyone. Aces Premiership Countdown. It's Gather Round. We love Gather Round. None of us have been to Gather Round or played in Gather Round, just as a fun fact. But Hibbo, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you? It was an interesting weekend. A lot of footy. Loved it. Some cracking games. My D's, what about it after you just said no? Just wanted to clip you straight off the bat there because you had said Port were a lock and we've absolutely smashed them. No, mate, no worries.
Oh, we were texting each other when it was a draw. And when Rosie got that free kick, which I disagreed with because he completely flipped it. I mean, I know he slung him and then I thought, oh, geez, I needed that just so I can get back to because I had, you know, Port and Marshall needed one. And then, mate, what? You know what I've learned? I will apologise to everyone out there, Melbourne, yourself. They are flying. They're top four. And without Maisie, and I couldn't believe how well they played. I really rate Port over there. Clayton with his hand, I didn't think he could just get through it like that.
Yep.
They are the real deal. And, Melbourne, I won't be betting against them or tipping against them anytime soon.
To be fair, Port won every stat that matters. You know, contested ball, clearance, I think entries, but they didn't win the one stat that mattered, which is the scoreboard. But, they're going well. They're gritting out some good wins and I'm wrapped to sit here in front of you.
Someone
and say,
said to me, how many more years has Gorney got? And when you see what he does on the weekend, was it 50 hitouts, 20 posies and a sausage roll? I don't know what the answer is. So you keep playing as long as he wants.
I think the way he looks after his body, he's got plenty. He's 32, I think, this year. You'd think he's slowing down, especially as a big bloke, but he looks after his body like no one else. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's got another five in him for sure.
I mean, when you're playing so well, you see, as I always say, look at LeBron. He's still putting up 40s at 39. There's no reason why they can slow down. So, yeah, mate, anyone out there listening, I know there'll be a lot of Melbourne fans because they follow you. I apologise. I was wrong and I will not tip them again, nor will I bet against them as well. Having that Port Adelaide as me multi would have really made you a bit upset. Made me upset because I was out first round. You know when you've got the same gamer?
You can't even watch
Tommy's tips just done straight away, Port and Todd Marshall. But hey, shout out to Viney. How good was he? His sausage roll as well.
Oh, that was a cracker.
That was a cracker. And considering it was actually I was thinking about it. You know, I know him and Ollie Wines are really close.
Yep.
Playing in that game as his 200th on the road, family there, kicks a goal, doesn't kick many goals, and playing well would have been a great night for the boys.
Yeah, he's a cracking player, cracking teammate. It was one of his best goals. He's kicked some good ones over the years, but that was a good one. Anyway, mate, what'd you get up to, much?
Well, mate, I've been answering phone calls from our sponsors all week because KPI Construction. So we got our stop sign here, right here, as you can see. And you were facing the go sign all last week, and they love the stop segment that we do at the end. We're going to do it again today. And you we got a new toy out here, and you faced it the wrong way the whole time. So I've had a few chats to Rammer and the head of KPI Construction, and he said, "You're on your last warning, boys, and tell Hibbo just to, sort it out."
It's a little thing, but, I'll fix it up this week, hopefully.
Nah, they're very happy with your work, mate. Easter eggs, how many do you consume? Or did the juice diet where you kind of you kind of change your ways with the juice cleanse and all that? Well,
the juice cleanse was over by then, mate.
Touchy
you know
subject,
that.
The juice cleanse.
we celebrate my wife's Greek and we celebrate Greek Easter now. I just caught up with my family on Saturday, exchanged some eggs, but I tried to stay away from them and looking forward to Greek Easter. I think it's May 5th.
Oh, so you don't get involved in...
No, I haven't done it too much. Like, you know, since we've had kids and my wife's family, they celebrate Greek Easter, which, you know, a month down the track. And I saw my family on Saturday, but I stayed away from the eggs. But, you know, I still celebrate it. You know, the holidays, it's a long weekend, but it's the big one for
and
us.
The big, and the golf day, did you win?
We won. Me and my mate Cabs beat...
you kept that under wraps.
Matt and Manuel. It was a cracking day. 36 holes down at Moona, and I love getting out on the golf course. Don't get out much these days, working and with the two young kids. So that was a cracking weekend. Had a pearler, but... Back into this week, mate. We've got some, a couple of good segments, but we want to talk about the footy and
there's plenty to talk about. I mean, the biggest one is Tommy Lynch was just starting to fire up and he's out, which just, it hurts. We all love watching guns, but he's a good man, Tommy. But the Tigers' tools are depleted. I think Bolter's out as well. Bakes got a week. The Tigers upsetting the Swans. We'll talk about our 12-week challenge. Hey, we've got to reset again. Can you believe that? But I'm a bit worried about the Tigers. There's like a lot of stars injured.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure if they're going to get Dusty back this week. You know, he's 50-50, what I'm hearing. But some of their young guys really stepped up. Was it yesterday or on the weekend?
Yesterday was Tuesday.
I'm nowhere. It's Wednesday. The holiday's still going for me. I'll go back to work tomorrow.
Jeez, I don't know how many juice glands this bloke. He needs a main meal. Timmy Serrano dominated 35 in the sausage, I think.
Just like the tackle pressure and Sydney just didn't cope with it. It was a cracking game. It was the game of the weekend for me. I sat down and watched it and I loved it. I love what the young blokes are doing. I love what Ooze is doing, giving a bit of hope to some of these players that haven't played a lot of footy, but they're playing the right way, and I think Ooze has been a big catalyst for that, obviously being the head coach, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they'll do this week. I'm not going to tip them, I don't think, but especially with all their outs, but I like where they're going.
Well said. Goal umpiring is becoming the easiest job in football. I'm gonna just stop it in about 30 seconds, but how much footy did you watch on the weekend and how many score reviews did you use? Is it still becoming a huge issue in your eyes?
Well, I said it the other week. Was it my stop that a few weeks ago about the reviews, and I feel like it's gotten worse. They obviously don't listen to the pod because that was horrendous. Yeah, there's like at least 8 a game. Like that's what it feels like to me. It's probably not. It's probably 4 or 5, but some of them are just stupid. So,
mate,
I don't know.
Bailey Fritch kicked a goal on the weekend. Then he had another shot on the boundary, which was like going to be an amazing goal, and he's missed it, right? It's hit the post and shaved the post. And you go to his reaction, he's going, oh, and he's running back to his zone spot. And the umpire goes, I think that's a goal. Can we review and just see if it hit the post? I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, the whole stadium knows it hit the post, including the guy that kicked it. And we had to wait another 25, 30 seconds.
They just need to back themselves in. I said the other week, just you're doing your job, do your job, make a call, move on. Like the stop in place.
It must be the easiest job in football right now.
It has to be, yeah.
So. Where's David Roden? I haven't seen him
Charles
once.
Would get a bloody game as a goal.
Mate, I haven't seen our man David Roden. Is he still running around as goal umpire? Because I haven't seen him get it wrong once. We need more David Rodens.
We need some Rodens out there. I don't think he is. I haven't seen him for a while.
Might have given it up. And what about my man? Obviously, a huge shout out to everyone that tuned in to Tommy Talks. We had Jackie Ginnivan on. It just so I don't know if you know his story. He's 21 years old, mate. Yeah. 21. He's gone through a lot. You know, I couldn't believe things that I learned on it was just the fact that he missed out on a draft year from COVID, so couldn't impress. So got overlooked in the national on his birthday and then got rookie the next day, which was nice. Then goes to Collingwood, fights to get an – and then Anzac Day medal, and I think he's – second, third, fourth game. Anyway, then goes, struggles for a spot, gets into the team and then traded, goes to Hawthorn now. Like he's done so much, obviously won a flag at the Pies, done so much before at 21. I mean, what were you doing at 21? When did you start AFL? How old were you?
I was drafted just, 2 weeks before, pre-season draft, rookie drafts, a similar thing. About 2 weeks before I was 21.
There you go. What an achievement that
is
so far.
Yeah, so to think that everything that he's crammed in, good, bad or indifferent,
yeah,
there's a lot that's a fit lot into such a young guy. And, sometimes I think he brings it on himself, but, like, on the weekend, it's some of the free kicks that should have been paid his way.
Well, that was my main point I was getting to without just a little plug for Tommy Talks there, but now that we're back in season. But, mate, I'm watching him a bit closer than normal, and I'm thinking, am I the only one here thinking this is ridiculous?
Well, the AFL come out and said that yeah, they were wrong with a fair few.
Which they
of them.
Don't do much.
Nah, they don't. So that I was actually well done to them.
Big
the umpiring,
shout out to
well
them.
Done for coming out and admitting that you made a few blunders. But yeah, I feel like from watching him, he still does the arm lift.
Yeah,
you know,
but Joel Sowell did that for
yeah,
his
but
whole
they
career.
Did, they stamped that out. So I think the fact that he accentuates, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like the movement, I think that hurts him, but it
but
still shouldn't
matter.
What
about in the
matter.
Back when they, like, I know you can yeah. dive your body forward, but it's still, like, I've played halfback before, and these crafty smalls, they'll do anything for a free kick, and if they suck you in, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So you probably, if I was a small forward, I'd be doing the same thing, but there's some there where he's actually putting his head over the footy and getting slapped around the neck.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
The old story, the boy who cried wolf, I guess. It's but I'm with you. I think he needs
so
to
what happens now?
It.
Do the umpires go the other way and just pay him?
Hopefully, for his sake. Yeah. Just, but yeah, anyway.
Anyway, we don't want to talk about the umpires too much. No, but,
a big show.
We're a bit flat, though. You can see we're a bit angry because Swans have knocked us out of our 12-week challenge. Everyone out there, we apologise if you jumped on. We had the Swans into Geelong. It was an easy $1.60. We were trying to tick it off our second week. And the Swans have lost by 5 points, I think, to the Tigers. Upset of the year, I would call so far. And, of course, the Pig and the Train have jumped on with the 12-week challenge. So, Pig, we haven't had a lot of luck with this model. Do you want to stick with it? Do you want to tweak it? I know I'm a bit more of a risk taker, but, man, I'm starting to get a bit, you know, I reckon, do we chase the $5 this week, get back on track, or you reckon just, do we just go back to the scoring board?
We need to review it. Drawing board. You know, it's, we need the feedback, and we've been getting the feedback, and we're nowhere. And it's a bit embarrassing, to be honest. Like, you're right, we have been very unlucky, like, some of the grand finals, we didn't expect them to be 0-2, 0-3,
it's never happened in the history of the game.
And obviously Sydney on the weekend, after what they've been playing really well, and Richmond are a bit depleted, and to see that happen. So I'm all for changing it up a little bit, you know, going some aggressive lines. You know, this weekend, for example, I'd do Melbourne plus 3 goals. Like, they're going to win anyway. Plus 3 goals, get your $1.20 or whatever it is. And then get it onto a couple more games. But you're not too big on that. You want, you know, Toby Green for three.
I just think there's – I'm a prop man. Unless they do a hammy and get subbed out, look, that hurts. But guns don't get subbed out and they don't get injured much because they're durable.
Rory Atkins on the weekend getting subbed out, I think, hurt a lot of people. 15 touches, he got subbed out. Rory Atkins, sorry.
Billings.
No.
Atkins. From Geelong. Yeah, Rory Atkins.
Rory Atkins. Our man.
Our man was at the Billy Pav. He's on a buy. The Rat wouldn't be a bad one this week. I've seen the Suns have got three young guys, and you think Rat surely has the sub vest off his neck. Surely it's a full game for our man, the Rat. Yeah, mate, I reckon. I just think prop bets is more like for example, okay, this is my thing. Toby Green hasn't kicked a couple of goals yet, right? You can get him for $2.50 for three, playing Gold Coast, or probably $1.50, $1.60 for two.
Yep.
Now, I reckon I'd rather put our lock on something like that than backing our team that can just roll out on any day and maybe have a few unlucky scenarios and everything go wrong.
The locks are supposed to be locks. Yes, we've been...
What, Toby Green kicking 2 goals? He's not a lock?
Well, it's not because he hasn't kicked two.
But either has the model that we've got.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to review it. I don't know what we're going to do yet for our 12-week challenge. We'll talk about it later in the pod, but we are looking into reviewing it. That's what we want to tell everyone. So
it's an AGM being called, but we're going to stick... We might stick fat... For one more week. A bit like Brisbane, you know. You've lost a few games. You can't just change your game plan after 3 weeks. You've got to stick fat, keep working through it. Very good. Now, the multis, I won't talk about mine. Well, I will. Tommy Sibbs, I got a bit cheeky this week. Chucked a few too many in. I'm going to go back this week. Anyone listening, I'm going to go for a $6 or maybe a $7 one. As I got that $14 winner, I got a bit, you know, cheeky, and they got to about $20 odds. So I'm going $7 odds this week, and Toby Green will be in it just because – he's Stewie Jew, mate. You can't not kick 2 goals after 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm not going too well. Not going. I'm close enough.
Well, Billings
cost
subbed
me.
Out.
He got subbed out. He needed to be subbed out. Didn't have a lot of the ball. I mean, he was playing well, doing his role. But in terms of, you know, Pig's parlay, come on, mate. You got to get more touches.
Pig's parlay
than that
zero from three.
He should have looked at the socials before. I thought I need a lift for
the
Pig.
Boys, I was thinking far out. I've posted this Port to win. I reckon the D's boys would have been flat with me.
Didn't they
I'm not
let
doing
you know.
That again. I'm not doing that again.
So anyway, we'll hopefully get a winner this week.
So we'll get that up. Pig's parlay, Tommy's tips. Let's try win. Let's just try and we try to even put it all together this week. Let's just get it right for our listeners.
Two from two. Let's be just putting it out there, I am trying to win every week.
Yeah, I know. But I think we strip it back a little bit. We're getting a bit, our odds are too high.
Yeah.
And you've gone Melbourne games every time. I reckon you need to just, you know, diversify your portfolio and look for other cheeky value plays.
Yep. Noted.
Anyway, let's get to our tipping before we get to play on Out of Bounds. Our tipping leaderboard, I think next week we start to get our gifts in. We've told everyone that we're going to have a massive prize pack for anyone that's involved in our free tipping competition.
Some old boots someone might want.
We want some boots. We want some jerseys. I reckon your old teammate, Maxi Gorn, would be great to just get a little signed jersey the way he's going.
I think he likes the pod after you've been ratting on us, not wanting us to win every week.
I've been trying to fire him up, mate. Hey, listen, I mean, about time they started playing probably, you know what I mean? Righto, how many did you tip last week?
6 from 8. It was wrapped.
Really? Did you change your tips after the pod?
No. So I tipped Essendon. I might have actually tipped Saints on the pod. No, I tipped Essendon to win against the Saints, which is a big one, and I had my D's. So the first game was we all tipped Brisbane, thinking it up there because Collingwood going no good, and obviously Sydney let us down. So, yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm climbing.
I've got
back.
A quick play on Out of Bounds here before we get into the actual segment, but I wanted Essendon late. I changed my mind, but I didn't change my tip because I was trying to stay full of integrity.
Well, I think
is that play on if I change my tip late?
I think so.
Okay, because I was on the Bombers last week, and I had St Kilda. I'm like, I've told everyone on the pod I've tipped Saints.
Just don't say anything to anyone. No, I know no one's going to dive into it too hard.
Okay, we're just trying to put it out there. Yeah, I'm overthinking it. Let's go to our leaders. We have three. The bench warmer, #13, is sitting on top. He had 6 last week. Jude Smith, 21, tipping 7 last week.
What's wrong with you?
Well done, Jude. And Cohen, he continues to stay out there, an ESPN fan. Tipped the 5 and is sitting at 3rd, but all equal 1st. So shout out to you guys. You're on top. Everyone else is on 22. I'm currently on 18, Pig, and I'm going to need some luck soon to get going. But let's get into one of our favourite segments, Play On or Out of Bounds. Righto, here we go. You're at the pub and you are with some of your closest mates, but this time it's just you and your best mate. And you're ordering an entree with your main, and he's only ordering a main. It comes time to pay the bill. Is it play on or out of bounds to split the bill down the middle if you ordered the entree?
So split the bill down the middle if you've only ordered, you didn't order an entree, but you ordered mains.
Steak for me, steak for you, and I've just had a little side of squid.
Little garlic bread as well.
Yeah, garlic bread, salt and pepper squid.
you have to split it right down the middle, right? You have to. It's what's that? $12 extra?
Nah, the squid could be 24.
Nah.
Salt and pepper.
You're copping that on the chin, I think. You split the bill. You don't be a tight ass. If any of you out there that's actually splitting it and going, oh, I didn't have the squid and you had an extra Diet Coke. Like, come on. That's putrid behaviour, and you don't want to be sitting at dinner with people like that. I think the only time where it's okay to go, hey, like, well, if someone's ordering a $100 bottle of wine, you don't have a glass of wine, and, you know, if you're in a table of 4 and someone's ordering the ribeyes and the T-bones and they have a salad, and it's like, far out, it's an $80 bill here and I've only ordered a $20 salad and I didn't have any wine, then you might have to pop up there and, you know, to say, hey, here's 50, but I'm not splitting it. That's the only time. The rest of the times, don't be tight asses. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I always order the eye fillet, baby.
Yeah. You make sure you get the $56 one, not the $48 one, because you know you're splitting it right in the guts.
Yeah. And especially, are you an oyster man?
Oh, who isn't?
Oh, well, a few of my mates, that's and I always order the dozen and go, split that one, boys. I go, who's ordering the oysters? I go, yeah, a few down here, big fella. Split that bill right down the middle.
When I go for dinner with Maisie now, I'll just order a dozen oysters because I know he can't eat them. Remember what happened to his eye that time? His head puffed up. Oh, he didn't know he's allergic. He had an oyster and his head nearly exploded. Anyway, so now when I go there, I start giving the shits. Yeah, mate, we'll have some oysters.
That is great. Oh, I feel like a lot of people love or hate oysters. It's not like not a lot of people. It's not like everyone loves oysters.
There's a bit of a texture thing there. It's like big slimy goobers or something. I don't know, but they still taste good. Not that I know.
Straight down do you bite into them?
Nah, just slurp them.
Just slurp them?
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, I'm like, mate. Who's the sick unit of you?
No, I don't bite. I don't chew them. I just little bite. Oh, yeah, suck it down.
You're not right. Maybe a teaching class for you how to eat. So play on, split it, split the bill. Don't be a tight ass. It's $20 or $10.
Yeah,
because then
agree.
Otherwise you leave the dinner and everyone's talking about you. Here's a tight ass, not even wanting to split the bill.
Well, I have had dinner with a mate, and I won't name him, but his missus was causing all kinds of drama, just trying to work out who ordered what one night, and I was filthy. I was like, come on, just split this thing up and just don't worry about it. It's like $20 either side.
Exactly. I think everyone, this is a good one, because I think everyone's had a situation where that's happened, where they're like, oh, come on, like it's $40 each. There you go, move on. So, good one, mate. Play on.
All right. Well, we asked our listeners last week to get on Spotify and write some stuff in. So I'm just going to get these up, Hibbo.
Mate, I've noticed a little bit of tone here, you're a bit flat.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit flat.
Why?
I've gone on Spotify and, I mean, there's positives and negatives. It's a, perspective. It's a big thing. But they've only had one bloke write in. So Jamie Morgan, huge shout out. But
oh, Jamie.
Mate, I don't know. We work our asses off down here on Aces Premiership Countdown. A lot of people, I see the numbers. I know how many people are listening. So if you're listening right now, the train's a bit flat because, mate, one question.
We had a mountain last week, so people were lifting really keen, and we've only had one.
We went
week.
From social media to Spotify, but look, I'm a bit flat. So, you know, you want all me right. to be fired up, I'd love you to just get around us. Like, I know you're getting around us listening, but how about the little comments? So anyway, let's just focus on Jamie Morgan. Huge shout out to you. I appreciate your support and I love your question. And here is Jamie Morgan. Kane Corns and Tom Morris going off at Zach Fisher for taking a photo with ex-teammate Cripper, it was, swapping a jersey with one of his best mates. Do you think it's wrong for players to do that?
To swap jerseys?
Yeah.
No, I think it's fine.
So Kane Corns and Tom Morris were going off at Zach Fisher for taking a photo after they got flogged.
They find any excuse to have a dig at anyone these days. Like, you just got flogged. Why don't you swap a jumper with your mate, put a smile on your face? Like, what's wrong with it? Like, is that had no bearing on the result of the game. You know what I mean? The game happened, then they've swapped jumpers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand the take.
No, I always thought it was – I remember when Juddy and Guthrie from – I thought that was fantastic. I just wish I had the balls to do it, to go up to Juddy and go, here, mate, you use that as a towel at home. Or
I know what you were going to say.
Because I know he's not putting on his wall like I am.
He would have – I mean, Cam's a great player, premiership player. I mean, what do you reckon Juddy did with Cam's jersey, with all due respect?
I just told you.
No, he wouldn't have done that.
Nah, he would have washed his dog with it or something for sure. Oh, Cam's a good player though. Now,
Cam probably tunes in. What a wonderful family to go through. They're from Sunbury as well, my neck of the woods. And you're going bang with them.
He's a gun, mate. He's a gun. Back then, he wasn't doing Juddy's boots up, let's be real. But anyway, he had the balls to do it, and I loved it. So I got no issue with it. Cornsy and Tom Morris can go on.
Yeah, jog on, boy. I don't understand the take, and I love it. But, look, tell you what else I love is when our listeners write in, and on Spotify, that's where we want the questions. So, Jamie Morgan, shout out to you. Appreciate your support. And a great question, a great topic. And you bring in all those good questions, we put them in the run sheet. So, thank you. Righto, Pig, it's time for our Rick's Eyewear eye-catching moment. And there's been a few. I've had great discussions with you. I love texting you on the weekend and throughout the last few days, there's been a lot of things that have definitely caught our eye. What's the one thing that we're going to bring up this week, our Rick's eye-catching moment?
For me, mate, and I saw this today. So I had a couple of ideas for my Rick's eye-catching moment, but I don't know if you've seen it, but that Isaac Rankin jumping on stage in front of what looked like 10,000 to 15,000 people and singing with the guitar. I thought that was great. He had an unbelievable voice. And talk about getting out of your comfort zone.
Oh.
Like, I saw him take a real deep breath. You know, they teach you when you're feeling, you know, in the late in a game and just take a couple of deep breaths. I saw him do it, and then he's absolutely nailed it. And I just thought, that takes so much balls. I don't know how long he was practicing that for, but he did an unbelievable job. So well done, Isaac. That was mine, mate. I don't know about your take on it, but I thought it was great viewing. Anyone out there, watch the video because it's a cracker.
Yeah, if you want to watch the video, it's on Adelaide's social media. They tagged it with someone else. I can't remember who it was, but mate, I am all for it. And I'm with you. Singing is one of the coolest things you could do.
Mm.
He's always had a lovely voice. When I say lovely, a beautiful voice. When he got drafted, I remember they released a little tape on him and how he loves to sing and how talented he's going to be. I still remember that. This is the first time I reckon I've seen him out, you know, out there on stage doing what like a Luke McFarlane used to do on the footy show. I still remember
Russell Robinson used to do it. Brent Guerin too.
He does horses. So it's amazing. And I think Gather Round's put him on stage last night. And, oh, man, how nervous do you think he was? Like, do you think the siren goes on the weekend, packed crowd, and he's 30 out and he needs to kick the goal, or getting on stage to sing the Frey song there? Do you think he'd be more nervous either way?
So much more nervous doing that than anything out in the football field.
Oh,
for
wow.
sure. I reckon. So that's what it took, a lot of balls, and it just nailed it.
Oh,
and
nailed it.
I reckon I've watched it genuinely 5 times because I liked his voice. There's something about it. I just loved it. Yeah. You got a little man crush myself on Isaac. What about the ladies in Adelaide? I'm sure he's got the same back there.
This is what I know. We'll have to follow up. These DMs would be blowing up. You'd think this week he rolls out and kicks a few. I mean, I'm thinking of Tommy's tips right now. I'm thinking he's got to kick a couple of sausages after that.
He might be in my little pig's parlay now after seeing that. It would have been a weight off his shoulders after it was done. So it went from everyone, you'd hear a pin drop. They're like, wow. This, and then everyone just erupted at the end. So. Loved it, mate. Loved it.
Isaac Rankin, you caught our eye this week, mate. Congratulations. You are a star, not only a star footballer, but a superstar singer as well on the guitar, acoustic. That's right up our alley. And the pig's all over it. So well done, mate. Great work from you, because we said that we've got to make sure we get a good one this week, and that one has been the best so far, I reckon.
And this little tidbit, I bought a guitar a couple of years ago. just as I think it was during COVID. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to play the guitar. I'm going to go on YouTube and get all the lessons. I don't reckon I touched it after a week. That's how hard it was to play the guitar. The only person that touched that guitar was my one-year-old daughter, and she was playing it better than me. I was so crap. Good at it, mate. Yeah. It's so hard. I couldn't get my fingers. I had no dexterity in my fingers.
Dexterity is a great word from the pig. Oh, mate, it would take so much patience to actually, learn an instrument. Did you ever do music as a kid?
Yeah, I was the kid on the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
You weren't sitting there ending in the triangle.
Yeah, I still stuffed it up.
You know what I had to do? I had to do the clarinet, right? Listen to this, man.
No,
I'm not fucking with you. I, at Salesian, we had to do music, and I had to play the clarinet. And the main thing was the big musical festival where all the families come and watch their kids play. I'll never forget this, man. And you put this, like, it was like this wooden thing on the end. You change them over so you're not getting too much saliva from the next person, because it was the school's, you know, clarinets. And I remember, like, I hadn't done it probably all year, but once the crowd rolled in, mate, there's nowhere to hide. So I had the clarinet and I just had the cheeks going. I was too nervous, because if you blow in it, it goes like you got to get the pressure right. And oh man, I've never picked it up again. So year 7 clarinet at Salesian College.
Never picked it up again. I'm glad. If you walked in here and started playing clarinet, I'd never speak to you again. Bring a guitar or something. Oh, anyway, that's good.
It was that or the flute, mate. It was that or the flute or the trombone. I wasn't playing the trombone. Too much effort in those things.
Oh, good
very
stuff.
Good, mate. Very good. Well, there you go. That's our Rick's eye-catching moment. Just on that, would you prefer to sing or play like Isaac Rankin right now? So you only get one or the other. You can be in his shoes being a footballer, or you could sing.
I'd rather sing. I've already played football, you know. Like, I know the feeling that brings. I'd love to be able to just go into a bar or a pub or play in front of people and be able to sing and, you know, get my fruits that way. That would be interesting, and I'd thoroughly enjoy that. It's not going to happen. I've got a voice with razor blades in it. But
would you be one of those blokes if I said, hey, Hibbo, can you sing a song for me right now?
No.
You wouldn't sing it?
Mate, I don't even know the
no,
words.
No, if you're good at singing.
Oh, if I could, yeah.
You know when you ask people that are good at stuff and you go, hey, can you quickly do it now? And they're like, no, like in my own time. I'll fucking sing now.
Yeah, I'd do that. I'd flaunt it flat out. So
yeah, I'm with you.
Anyway.
Righto, a few more segments to come. This is the beefy one. This is our predictions, our game previews, and our tips broken down before we get to our favourite segment at the end, our KPI construction stop that. And do we have a couple of stop that's for you all this week? Righto, Pig, give us the blockbuster games. Talk about all the games, and I'll let you drive this one, and I'll sit back in the box seat and just give you my thoughts, because I watched a lot of footy last week. And I thought I saw a few teams start to play well.
All right. So first off the cab rank, we've got the D's in Adelaide, over in Adelaide Oval. Hold on. Let's just stop for a second. Melbourne have played Port, Adelaide Oval, and now they've got Gather Round, which is in Adelaide. Everyone plays away. But they've got Adelaide there as well. It's a bit of a stitch up. But
and you think they're a lock?
Well, I do, yes. I've got them as lock. You know, no May last week, and still defensively they were really good, and they've got Maisie back this week. He might be a little bit ginger with the ribs, but have the inside word. I think the big fella's going to get up. So the mids are tough last week. I've got them winning. I just don't see Adelaide kicking a high enough score. I think Adelaide, yep. If they kick 100 points more, they win.
Oh, so they need to score.
Yep. And out of 18 games, the last 18 games, they didn't kick 100 points. They're 3-15. So they and they're not kicking 100 points.
Nah, they're not scoring it. They didn't even score in the. I think against Freo last week, they hardly scored in three quarters.
34 points or something. So I've got the D's. I've got the D's winning comfortably. I want them to be my lock, but we'll discuss that later on. Who have you got, mate?
I'm going to tip the D's. I can't look you in the eye and go for Adelaide. What I saw from Adelaide last week, they're not the attacking team that I saw last year. I still think they will become. Yep. That they're tweaking, but when you again, the form's your form. You're not going to turn it around like that. And if I guess Freo is one of the best defensive teams in it, the league, but so is Melbourne. And yep. So it's going to be a similar game to last. They're going to have to do a lot right, and D's going to have to do a lot wrong for them to win and score 100 points against the D's. I don't think the D's allow 100 points. When's the last time they allowed that?
I know when it happens. It's a big thing at the D's. We want to keep teams under 60. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen. It might be 65, but it's never far away. Like I know I can't remember last time over 100. Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So Adelaide, sorry, you're not going to win.
The boys just enjoying a whole week and a half up in Adelaide. You'd think they'd be prime.
You get some people that love it and some people that don't. I would personally love it. I love to go into the hotel and just kick him back, time to myself. I love a bit of mick time, you know. I just kick back.
What would you do with your spare time?
Not a lot, mate. You are rotten. Anyway, we'll move on. Friday, 5 o'clock. At Norwood Oval, we've got Brisbane and North Melbourne. So I don't think we're going to talk about this one too much, mate, apart from Brisbane need to bounce back. You know, there's a lot been going on about the Brisbane Lions.
There's a lot going on.
We won't touch on it.
But what about the people that make up the fake WhatsApp?
You didn't hear it from me.
The old fake WhatsApp. You didn't hear it from me. That could be a stop that if I wanted it to be.
They're good. Keep that. And North were atrocious last week. So or Carlton were good. Either way, we're both going Brisbane, I assume.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll shift on. Another blockbuster game. And Friday night, we've got Port Adelaide at home, Adelaide Oval versus Essendon. Essendon were very impressive last week against the Saints. Essendon. I'm loving them too. I'm loving the way they're playing. They're exciting. Stringer's goal. He's in good form. Nick Martin had 44. I think he equaled the most touches ever, tied with Darcy Parrish. Although Port played a good brand of footy last week, they didn't win on the scoreboard. But they won in all the key stats. So I've got Port at home winning against Essendon. But if Essendon can win, I think they're the real deal in terms of playing finals this year. So who you got, big fella?
Man, I loved everything you're saying right now. I'm just going to not even speak because I'm on the same page. Essendon's game plan is good. Like, it's good. Peter Wright out hurts because of the structure. Mackay was massive last week. That's those tools. Like, they've got a great spine. They've got a good list. I honestly think I love their coach. I reckon you're right. I reckon they'll play finals, and I hope they win a final just to get that meme off their back. But yeah. This week, Port off a loss, and the way they structure up, I know Todd Marshall and Dixon, they missed a lot of easy goals last week. So I reckon they'll be kicking themselves, and they might be a little bit too tall for Essendon.
Yeah. Laverty's their second tall. He's not really tall.
So Mackay might go to Dixon, and that means Marshall pops up, or other way around. You've still got Finlayson. You've still got a few others there. Rioli's obviously a crafty small.
Oh, he was good last week too.
Yeah, no, I just think Port have got more cattle on the park at the moment. But if Peter Wright was playing, mate, I would almost tip the Dons because I love the Dons.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're a lock. I think it would be a cracking game. Anyway, move on. Saturday Arvo. Down the Adelaide Hills, Mount Barker Oval. West Coast versus Sydney. We don't have to talk about this for long. West Coast really battling, and Sydney will want to bounce back.
West Coast is staying in Melbourne. They're not far away from my joint. I've seen a few of them walking around the street. So they've actually stayed in Melbourne instead of going to Adelaide early.
Are they playing here next week maybe as well?
Don't know.
No, they'll go home from Adelaide.
They played here obviously on the weekend against the Dogs, and then they've decided to stay in Melbourne since that game, which was an interesting one.
It's interesting because everyone from Melbourne stayed in Adelaide. Anyway.
Well, that's why they get more access to facilities down here. Anyway, yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
Otherwise, they'll be staying at the Motor Inn or the Formula One.
They might be at a motel if they don't get going. I'll give you the tip.
We'll talk about this one a little bit. Your boys, Saturday as well. Frio versus the Blues. Kick you off with this one. What do you think?
Had a go at Alex Pearce, said, I've had enough of this boring game plan, get more scoring. And he got back at me. He goes, fuck up, train. In our group chat. The boys are defending unbelievably. Yep. And Alex Pearce is the one leading the charge there, Lukey Ryan. So defensively, unbelievable. What I challenge Fremantle and what I want to see is if they can start scoring, they are going to be very hard to beat. Four to the ball, very scratchy. The inside 50 work needs a lot. They need to fix a lot of that. But defensively, sound.
Yep.
This week, I don't know what Kurnow, I know he went off late, but I think he's fine. But Mackay, he was unbelievable. So those two, I always love when I see an Alex Pearce type or whatever. So all of a sudden I think blanket.
Luke Ryan's really good defensive player.
Yeah, so you can blanket one of them because you can trust them. They're just so good at playing their role. So then it's like, can they stop the other key forward? And if they can, then I'm tipping Fremantle. But the fact this is in Adelaide, it changes everything. See, if it was in Melbourne, I'm going, well, you could probably lean Carlton. I'd still tip Freo. I'm going to stick with my teams. But if you were not biased and emotionally, I'm obviously going to change the way I feel about certain teams that you play with. But if it was in Perth, I'd be going Freo, right? Yep. So now it's in Adelaide. I'm thinking, well, I reckon there's going to be more Carlton fans than Freo fans. And that's not all about the crowd. But, yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Fremantle just because Walsh isn't there. And I don't know what the injury status was like with Charlie. It went off late. But I'm going to give Freo another – they haven't lost a game yet.
Cracking game. That's why we're
what do you think?
Previewing. I'm going to go Carlton, but I say that very nervously. They're both 3-0.
Why, though? Like, where do you think they'll win? I thought about this, and I go, Fremantle defensively tick, midfield tick, forward line versus Carlton's back line. Let's call it even. I reckon they can get on top in the midfield.
You're right. If Kurnow doesn't play, I could change my tip late, but I think their power up forward. It's more of a gut feel. I feel like Carlton played. I watched a bit of the North game. I know North weren't going well, but or Carlton going well. You know what I mean? They nearly flogged them. I think it was 10 goals in the end. So
yeah, they did.
It's just a gut feel, to be honest.
It's a 50-50 game.
Yeah,
it's probably the best game. Do you reckon it's the best game?
Probably could be.
Round?
Yeah. Well, I think the Port Essendon one's a good one, but then,
I reckon more people will be leaning Port.
Yeah.
Where this one's 50-50.
Yeah. Bulldogs versus the Cats on Saturday night as well.
That'll be a very good game.
This week, good game. Very even, the betting. 204 to the Dogs and $1.81 to the Cats. I've got the Cats. I've been big on them. I'm not so big on Bulldogs. Over the last few weeks, they've really impressed. So I'll keep it quick, but I think the Cats win this after a good win the other day. You?
Ooh, yeah, this is hard. This is hard. A lot of Dogs are the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks. I reckon, is Dangerfield back?
Potentially, I don't think so, though.
I reckon if Danger doesn't play, I'm going to tip the Dogs.
There you go.
And it's a 50-50.
It is a 50-50. On the betting, it is. All right, move on. Sunday now, you'll like this game, the Suns versus the Giants. Your Giants are absolutely flying. So I've got them winning quite comfortably. I know we were big on the Suns early in the year, but just what the Giants are doing, it's hard to tip against them at the moment. They're clearly the best team in the comp after three or four games.
The best to watch as well. The Giants, when you watch them, they are high scoring, strong defense. They don't let you score. They're beautiful to watch. Very consistent. Mate, the Suns have three debutants this week. You want to talk about a lock? This is lock of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, won't we? All right, Richmond versus St Kilda. We don't have to talk about it for too long, except there's a lot of injuries. We spoke about them earlier.
Max King back in?
Max King's back. Oh, so I think the Saints Unfortunately, with all the injuries to the cattle at Richmond, we're going to go the Saints, both of us.
Yeah, tip.
And tick. Finish it off, Collingwood versus Hawthorn. Collingwood had a good win last week. Hawks just aren't doing it for me at the moment. I feel like they're starting to get their mojo back. Dacos had a cracker. You know, up in the Gabba, they had a win. I know Brisbane have got their issues, but I'm going to say Collingwood quite comfortably.
Their pressure was elite. Yep. I tipped Brizzy and I was like, well, they can't get the ball. Like, they chaining the ball, chaining. It's like just another Collingwood bloke, just pressure. And you're like, oh, that's what they did last year. So they look like they're back. Taking them a while to wake up, but yeah, they're going well. The Jackie Ginnivan Cup, looking forward to seeing that one. He thought he'd be playing an MCG blockbuster. He's out in Adelaide.
A bit flat about that.
He was playing. A bit flat. I think he's a bit flat, but that might be a bit easier for him, less hostile.
Well, there are our tips. Hopefully, go 8 from 8. I think we've tipped similar this week, apart from maybe the Carlton game.
And maybe the Dogs and Geelong.
Yes.
A few good options there.
All right, Tommy, let's get into our second last segment. Before we get on the KPI construction, stop that. We need to set our locks. We were disappointed last week. We've had a bit of hard luck. And I want to discuss it a little bit. We discussed it last week. Didn't go very well for us. But I'm going to just put it out there. I want Melbourne in there this week at $1.61.
Okay, so you want Melbourne in there?
Yes.
They're full strength at the moment, aren't they?
Yep, May's back.
May back hunt, is he gonna lock down Texan?
You would think he would play on the big Texan, yes.
Okay, so if we take them, do we try and get our money back and try to get a $5 lock?
All right, let's do that.
Because I've got three here. I've got Brisbane, Giants, Collingwood.
Yep.
At $1.96. Obviously you get a little boost there, get to $2.10. But if you chuck in $1.60 and maybe something else, we could potentially give our punters out there an opportunity to get a $4 to $5 locks. And I feel like they're all locks. The D's, $1.60 there for a reason.
We're putting Sydney in there too, just for a little bit of cherry.
Do we go bold this week? We've let our punters down, but we can get it all back in 1 week and then we can be back on the journey of flipping $1.60. Brisbane, they're not losing. Giants, I can't believe they're $1.30. It's easy money. And then Collingwood, the way they played last week and what I've seen from Hawthorn, they just... There's so much more depth there at Collingwood.
Why don't we live to fight another day and not get $5 this week, but we'll take the $3.53 with Collingwood to beat Hawks, GWS to beat Gold Coast, Brisbane to beat North, and Melbourne to win. What do you reckon about that?
I'll take Sydney for +50. They're playing West Coast, aren't they?
They are. Maybe we'll take Sydney +30.
Right, so I've told you, I want Brisbane, Giants, Collingwood, and then you want Melbourne, and then are we going to take Sydney?
We're taking Melbourne, and we're going to give West Coast a 6-goal head start. So Sydney -35.5, so they have to win by over 6 goals,
yep,
which we think they will. Lions about 58 points, so you know, we're going under the line. So and that gets us $4.48 with a boost, big fella.
Oh, yeah.
That's us.
Take that. Yeah,
jump on board, everyone. That is us. We're getting that off to a flyer.
Yep, screenshot that. We'll run with that. I think that's – I know our lock system's about the $1.60. We're going to go back to that next week. We're going to just chase some value here and gather around. I think everyone's going to gather around the table and be celebrating in Adelaide at the casino this week when they put this multi on. Love your work, mate. Well, let's get out. I almost want to put my Tommy's tips out there. I honestly think Max King for two, Toby Green for two, and then I've got something else coming your way. But I'm going to cook up that and put it online as we always do. But that's something that I'm thinking about, and it might even be a little Todd Marshall. He owes me. I'm thinking about getting back on him. Everyone goes, you love him. What about you? Have you got any, like, obviously we're not going to put them on yet, but just a little bit of an insight to what you're cooking up. Because I'm going for $4 to $5 on my Tommy's
tips. We spoke about our man, Isaac Rankin. I've got him for two this week. I know he's playing my mob, but I've got him for two. I feel like, you know, the pressure will be off, the weight is off the shoulders in terms of singing that song, and he'll be feeling the buzz around Adelaide at the moment. So I've got our man.
He better not kick any more than two because we've got the D's in there.
No one else will kick a goal.
Considering your mob don't allow 60
you put
points.
Me on the spot. I haven't really thought about it, but you'll get my pig's parlay later on the
love
week.
Love it. Righto. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for one of our favourite segments, our friends' KPI Constructions, traffic control, cranes, you name it, they do it. Rama, the king of KPI Constructions, right here, our favourite segment. our KPI, stop that's, and do we have a few stop that's? We've got thousands of stop that's, but we try to pick our best one. Pig, I'm going to get you to start. What is your KPI construction? Don't put that go sign forward.
My KPI construction stop that is the public holiday surcharge. I don't know about you. We've had the Good Friday and the Easter Monday, and I didn't even know the Easter Saturday was a thing, but I found out with the going out to a restaurant and a cafe, 20% surcharge on everything.
20?
20. Have you come across that in your time?
I had one Monday.
There you go. So I think it's a joke. Like, if you don't want to work, don't work. Don't open up. It's just... Let me slump in a $20, 20% surcharge on the average punter, me, going to a cafe, taking me kids for some eggs and a smoothie, and then just getting walloped with 20%. And I don't exactly post it on the front window when you walk in, too.
Nah, it's just in the fine print
right at the bottom when you leave. So that's my KPI construction. Stop that. So the restaurants and cafes and bars with that, if you don't want to work, just don't work. Have a holiday like the rest of us. So stop that with the surcharges. It's already hard enough to pay for a meal these days.
Oh, very good, mate. I actually did notice that. I went and got myself I get the smashed avo with a mate and a latte and a juice and come up in $117 and I fell over. I nearly fainted. I was already dehydrated from the night before at the last one in. But, yeah, you're right. 20% surcharge. I've only ever seen 15. And I must say, I love me cafes and I love me food, so I'm not going to go too hard on them. And I know their staff costs would go up and they've had a tough time with COVID, so I get it. But you can't be going to 25% next year. We need to just keep it at just under 20, don't we?
It has to be under 20. 10, 15, as you said, but you don't want to go. If I knew, I would have found somewhere else. And then the next place would have kicked me out as well. So it's 20% here, big fella, but... Now, I understand, you got to pay the wages, probably double bubble on a Easter Monday, but stop that.
Here's my KPI construction, stop that. I've got one for the goal umpires. We mentioned it earlier on the podcast, but boys and girls, if you are going to stand in between the big sticks where some of the best forwards in the competition are kicking them around their corner, kicking them from 50 set shots on the run, and you got one job, and it's just to see if it's a point or a goal or on the full. And you're going to continue to review these goals at the start of the game and just when there's absolute sitters, you've got to be kidding yourself. So to anyone out there that's a goal umpire, I know the pig's already gone there, but boys and girls, switch on, I've had enough. If you see the ball go through the sticks, call it, back yourself in. If you're a bloke, let your plums out. If you're a girl, I don't know what to say, but just back yourself in. Because guess what? If you quickly call it and you're confident, no one will even know, especially in the first and second quarter. Use your review later in the game, and I tell you what, crypto.com, their advertising has gone through the roof. Every single person knows who they are because they've been on TV for half the game. So to the goal umpires, stop that with the goal reviews until the second half of the last quarter in those dying stages, because no one gives this shit at the start of the game.
It's it delays the game, and it's a good idea. It's just like, at the goal umpire just pulls out a card and wants to review that. You get two in the second half and that is it. Nothing in the first half. Just when the game's on the line, you get as many as you want in the last couple of minutes if you need to, but to make sure, isn't decided by something like that. But yeah, it's first half, far out, especially when it's like over a point or out of bounds.
Hey, make the ball goes over the post, just call a goal or a point. And if it's 50-50, who cares?
Yep.
And you know what else? The momentum. Oh, the boys are starting. They're standing in the zone for 5 minutes. Like, you're killing the moment. You know when teams get momentum?
Oh, and me as a back pocket trying to get little cheapy in the goal square. And then they go, sorry, son, you got to review it. That's a stat that I've missed because, they don't want the ball in my hands out of full back.
Look, it's becoming a huge issue. And I think I've never seen anything like it. The ball goes through, point goal, move on, play on. Last quarter, you pull them out as many times as you want because the game is up for grabs. We need to make the call right. But yeah, look, stop that.
Well done, mate. Well said.
And I've stolen you stop that from a few weeks ago, but they're not listening.
No, they're not. They need to listen. So, you spoke well, mate, and smashed it.
Thank you so much for your support. Once again, we love this podcast. We really do. We love talking footy and talking a fair bit of pump as well. If you've got some feedback or a question, I want to be completely sincere and honest with you. We love it. Please get on Spotify. write something in, even whether it's for the pig.
Even if it's shit.
Even just, if it's horrific, I'll probably mud, read it we're out. Not gonna,
yeah, if it's real mud and you're a bit embarrassed, just put a caption.
What's
like,
the
don't
over-under for next week for comments? Because I'm going to go, if it's not over 10, I'm going to be flat again.
Yeah, we'll let them know. I reckon they'll listen and they'll get to 10 for us.
Come on, guys.
Libba, my brother, he's write a few in for us. On, I reckon. Come on,
I know Libba. Dommy Tyson listens everywhere. Come on, Dommy, write something. Give us something back. I know you're not that busy at Clutch and Curry. Come on, the stock's on the way. You can still be writing in. That's a few questions for the boys. Everyone that tunes in, though, we love your support. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. This week, we're going to get back on track with our locks, our multis, and hopefully the D's can salute. We're all on this week. You watch. I get on the D's, they'll lose.
Yeah, standard. No, they've got it.
Good. All right, guys. See you next week. Great work. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.